Welcome to Bread of Life Ministries podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Christ. We pray you will be blessed by this message.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time. Hallelujah. There is none that can be compared to Elohim. Our God is mighty. There is a song that we used to sing in Sunday school. Amen. That our God is mighty and our God is strong. Hallelujah. He's a strong tower. And we run to him and we are saved. Man, nebros, every impending danger and trouble, the Lord secure your life and delivers you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, we want to welcome everybody to Bread of Life Ministries, where Jesus satisfies. Last week, we were so blessed by Lady Gifty. Let's appreciate her ministry. Last week, she blessed us powerfully. Show up and trust God. And I believe, you know, the Spirit of God always moves us to a top notch. Amen. I believe today is going to be another level. So with a clap offering, let's receive Lady Gifty as she ministered to us today.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity and for everything you do for us as a ministry. Women cannot be women without the men and the children. So we are grateful for what God has given us through the gift of men and through the children he's blessed us with. Hallelujah. We're just going to build on what we did last week, and I just want us to pray that God himself will enable us, that God will speak through me. I'm only an instrument in the hands of God. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We are grateful for these opportunities. Even as women, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to take a day to celebrate what you have endowed in us. We are grateful. Father, I left myself as an instrument in your hands, and I ask that you speak through me, that you will help me, that this word will minister to me and will minister to anybody. Father, I pray that, Lord, your word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, let that come and let it break through for us. Father, let it cut across and bring deliverance, mindset shift, and cause us to begin to change into the people that you ordained us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, that if we had put ourselves in places that we did not belong, that we begin to think and change our mindsets to flow in what you have ordained for us, that everybody will leave here today feeling energized, motivated, inspired by the Holy Spirit to do something that will bring change and impact and leave a legacy for the future and the future generation. Father, we bless you because you are faithful God. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to build on show up. Hallelujah. And trust God. But this time around, we are going to show up. We're not just going to show up. We're going to trust God. We are going to make impact, and we are going to leave a legacy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to take it a notch higher. Hallelujah. And because it's in Mother's Sunday, the Lord led me to pick some biblical females in the Bible, to look at what they did and how that impacted life. Hallelujah. So today we are going to look at how the life of Esther really epitomizes showing up, trusting God, making impact, and leaving a legacy. Hallelujah. Esther was an orphan, and many a times women, we limit ourselves with our limitations. Oh, I'm an orphan. I'm this. I come from a very small town. I come from this. I am nobody. I don't have education. I don't have this. I don't have that. And those are excuses. And we learned from pastor's preaching, the foundation pastor left for us was that David trusted God. He showed up. He ran into the challenge. He faced Goliath, trusting God And sometimes that's all you have to do. Just not knowing what you need to do, but just showing up, turning up in the places God has ordained for you to turn up. Hallelujah. And you don't show up in life only once. There are multi-dimension areas that you have to show up. So you don't just show up once. You show up, and sometimes God will need you to show up in a financial situation. Sometimes God will need you to show up emotionally. Sometimes God will need you to show up in your career, in different dimensions of your life. And I want to encourage you that today, last week we learned how Jehoshaphat didn't know what to do. But as he came to God, he trusted him, and God brought change, and God brought deliverance unto them. Hallelujah. So let's look at the book of Esther. There's a scripture that blesses me so much in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2. And Hannah says that God is able to lift up the nobodies from the damp hill and put them in places of honor. So let that scripture resonate in your spirit, that it doesn't matter where you have been. It doesn't matter how low you have been. If God is able to pick somebody who is nothing, and the Bible says from that garbage dump, and place them in places of honor, then he's able to do that for you. So don't underestimate where you have come from. Don't underestimate your background. Don't think that, oh, I'm only this. I don't have this degree. I don't have this. God is able to use you to change the storyline. Hallelujah. So I want you to just gather momentum and trust God. Showing up in every situation that God entreats you to show up. Trust him. Make sure that you have the mindset that I want to make an impact. An impact that will leave a legacy. That will leave a storyline. That will leave a landmark. When we were in secondary school, sometimes you go to places and then they will say, Gifty was here. They write it on the wall. Eric was here. I don't know why we wrote those things, but secondary school in Ghana, I don't know about these places, but do you do it in this world? Yes. So you need to make sure that there's an indelible writing that somebody will say, Chris was here. Hallelujah. That when you have exited this world, there will be enough evidence and legacy for you and your name to be mentioned. So I want you to understand that God wants to use you for impact. God wants to use you to touch this world. God wants you to sit in places of influence so that when policies are being changed, you would have a say. And I pray that God is going to raise us as women, as men. Even though we are using the character Esther, it doesn't matter the gender. God is going to raise you as an influential person. Somebody who will have authority, influence, will have that kind of authority that you'll be able to speak and change will happen. Hallelujah. So if you are here and you've limited yourself all this while, I want to encourage you with the story of Esther. Esther chose to show up. Mordecai was the uncle, and when Mordecai decided and heard that the beauty pageant was going on, he said, oh, I've got my lovely cousin who have adopted as an orphan, and I've lived with her, and I've nurtured her as a child as my own, and I think she's beautiful enough. But Esther could have refuted and said, no, I don't want to go. And most of the time, God presents opportunities in our way, and we say no. Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not beautiful enough. I'm not this enough. You are beautiful for your situation. My husband always tells me I'm beautiful for my situation. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that encouragement. So I never feel low. I never feel low esteem because I know I am beautiful for my situation. Whatever that situation is, God knows. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank God for the life of Esther. The Bible says in the book of Esther chapter 4 verse 10 to 17, then Esther told Hittach to go back and relay the message to Mordecai, all the king's official, and even the people in the province. Before I read this, I want to establish the fact that the first time round, Esther showed up when she was asked to go to the king's palace. And the Bible says that out of the women who were there, she found favor in the king's sight. Hallelujah. So that was the first time Esther showed up. That's why I was saying that showing up can be multidimensional. So you might show up in church trusting God, not knowing what God has for you. But you come in as Dominic ministers. God presents something before you and he encourages you for the week ahead. And then as you go out on Monday, there might be another financial situation. I don't know, whatever situation you might be in. And God will expect you to show up at that place again. And so the life would be a sequence of showing up. You'll be showing up in different situations. And whatever God tells you to do, you have to do it. So let's understand that Vashti, before Esther came into the scene, Vashti had refused to show up. And he gave the opportunity for Esther to become queen. So, women of God and ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you that when God tells you, you know, so when Vashti was asked to call, to come and show her beauty, she thought it was just, why do you want me to come and show my beauty? But Esther was given an opportunity to show up in that beauty contest, and she did. And I want to let you understand that God will present situations. Don't exclude yourself. Don't say this methodology, I don't know how to use it. It's not from my culture. We don't do that in our culture. We don't speak like that. We don't go to meetings like that. We don't dress like that. Sometimes you just have to dress like them, sit with them. As far as you are not doing anything that is contrary to the Bible. And sometimes we eliminate ourselves and the opportunities that come our way, that we exclude ourselves. And we don't even understand that we have excluded ourselves. And so sometimes God will impress on your heart to say, do something. And you say, I'm not doing it because I don't know the outcome. I don't know the consequence. I don't know what is going to happen to me. But this time round, I want to encourage you, the whole month of March and going forward, there are opportunities God is going to present to you. There are ways God is going to speak to you. And if you will trust him and show up in those places and bring yourself and God in the situation and ask him that, God, I do not know how. God will use you in influential places. He will use you in the marketplace. It's not just church. He will use you in places of influence, and that through you, the result that will come will just be mind-blowing. Hallelujah. Esther chapter 10, 4 verse 10. And then Esther told Hitachi to go back and relay this message to Mordecai. All the king's officials, even the people in the provinces, know that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out his gold scepter. And the king has not called for me to come to him for 30 days. So Hitachi gave Esther's message to Mordecai, and Mordecai sent his reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you are in the palace, you would escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other places, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this? Of hallelujah. Then Esther sent this reply back to Mordecai. Go, gather all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My mates and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go to see the king. If I must die, I must die. So Mordecai went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I want you to note, that Esther, she was not just somebody who just wanted to do things because Mordecai had said, go and do it. She wanted to have her own inner conviction. She wanted to see, what is the Lord saying? She's a woman who knew how to manage people's expectation. If you do not know how to manage people's expectation, you will go around pleasing and you become an approval addict. Esther knew, I cannot go to the king. I am not called to go to the king. So there are situations in your life, you know that you might not be called to do it, and or you do not have the capacity or the skill or the ability to do it. But if God tells you to do it, you just have to trust him. But she wanted to have her own conviction. So don't just go and do things. Check, is that what God is telling me to do? Becky, is God telling us to go to that nightclub? If God says to go and minister there, then I will follow you. So Esther wanted to check. She wanted to manifest that. She wanted to do. She wasn't an approval addict. She wasn't somebody. She had a mind of her own. And she wanted to please God, but she wanted to trust him in the process. At least if God tells me that I should do this, then I go in with the conviction and with that support and with my faith. She relied on God for direction. She was a wise and diligent woman. And we've got some wise and diligent women in this house. Hallelujah. We've got some amazing women in this house. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that God will ask you to do something. But if it's a direction somebody tells you, it has to confirm what God is telling you yourself. Don't just follow because somebody is telling you to do that. If it's somebody's expectation, is that what God is telling you? And for me, that is what I want you to note. That Esther didn't just run. She decided to look it and decide to look at how is God really telling me to do that? And before she could do that, she went in on a spiritual journey. 3 days of fasting and prayer. And he said, bear me up as well as I pray with my mates. And if God tells me to do it. And she said, well, I know it's a risk. And all the time God tells you to show up, there will be a risk. There will be a risk of failure. There will be a risk of shame. There will be a risk of no. For instance, you might want a mortgage and you are afraid to even go to the mortgage person. And you don't even know whether it's going to be. But at the end of the day, if you go and it's a no, there's nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. So Esther knew that it was a risk. Esther was emotionally intelligent. Hallelujah. When I read the chapter of Esther, and I realized that she knew how to regulate her emotion. She had intelligence. Hallelujah. So woman, it's not all about seduction. Hallelujah. She used her intellect. And I realized, even in the verses ahead, even when the king was like, oh, tell me, what do you want? She kept him in suspense. Hallelujah. She said, no, if I found favor in your sight, come again. You and Haman, come again. She teased that suspense and she held him in suspense. And he felt like, what is coming? I have to come again. And Haman was very excited. Oh, I'm the only one who has been invited. And for me, I see wisdom in that. I think sometimes women, we are too quick to talk. We share too much information. We give too much too early. And then we ruin our plans before it materializes. But what I see, Esther, is that Esther, she said, I'm going to fast. And I'm going to go before the king. And 3 days after she went. So women and men of God in this house, it's not all about the emotion. It's not all about the things that we think that would move those mountains. Sometimes you just have to trust God. Let him give you the wisdom for the time. She was not quick to speak. She was diligent. She chose her words wisely. She kept them in suspense. She held them. She pulled them along. And when the moment was right, she delivered. And that delivery was impactful. That delivery was effective. Hallelujah. So the Bible says from chapter 5, verse 1 to 8, and on the third day of the fast, Esther put on her royal robes and entered the inner court of the palace. Just across from the king's hall, the king was sitting on his royal throne, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing there in the court, he welcomed her and he held out the gold scepter to her. So Esther approached him and touched the end of the scepter. Hallelujah. Woman, your wisdom will take you places. God would change the plans of the enemy. Esther felt that because she hadn't been invited, she was going to die. But I want to prophesy unto somebody this morning that if you will take that bold step as the Lord directs you, and if you will show up, and if you will trust God, he will turn your captivities around. He will make sure that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. He will make sure that what the enemy means for evil will turn around for your good. Hallelujah. Because it was death that would have awaited Esther. But the Bible says that God granted her favor. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you have nothing to pray for, pray for favor. Favor in situations. Favor in your workplace. Favor in areas of your life that you are trusting him for difficult situations to be handled. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, the king said, what do you want, Queen Esther? What is your request? I will give it to you, even to the half of my kingdom. Hallelujah. That is powerful. That is a woman of influence. That is a woman who chooses to show up, trusting God. And now she's having an impact on this king, who she wasn't meant to be in his presence. Because she trusted God, she fasted,
She didn't rush into it. She had a conviction that God was calling her to do same. Hallelujah. The king turned to his attendant and said, tell. And then Esther replied, if it pleases the king, let the king and Haman come today to a banquet I have prepared for the king. The king turned to his attendant and said, tell Haman to come quickly to a banquet, as Esther has requested. So the king and Haman went to Esther's banquet. And while they were drinking wine, the king said to Esther, now, tell me what you really want. What is your request? I will give it to you, even to the half of the kingdom. At that point, I would have just said it. But I'm learning through this process not to just give information. Just make sure that you wait for the prime opportunity where God really would deliver what he needs to deliver. But she said, no. Now, tell me what you really want. Esther replied again, this is my request and deepest wish. If I have found favor with the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my request and to do what I ask, please come and Haman tomorrow to the banquet, and I'll, as I prepare, and I will explain what this is all about. Hallelujah. Esther was very tactful. Esther was very tactful. She didn't just talk. She didn't just talk out of any her emotion, her distress. Because if somebody is planning to kill you, I would have gone in to say, you know what? Can you do this? Because I'm the queen. Can you do this? Can you do this? She didn't do that. She wanted to just build the case up and make sure that the king was fully on her side. So if you go on, they went again to Esther's banquet in chapter 7, 1 to 4. And on this second occasion, while they were drinking wine, the king again said to Esther, tell me what you want, Queen Esther. What is your request? I will give it to you, even to the half of my kingdom. And Esther replied, if I have found favor in the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my request, I ask that my life and the lives of my people will be spared. Hallelujah. For my people and I have been sold to those who would kill, slaughter, and annihilate us. If we had merely been sold as slaves, I would remain quiet. But that would be too trivial a matter to warrant disturbing the king. So then she tells the king the real situation. And now the king is like, who is going to kill you and your people? And there was a change. Hallelujah. And God turned her situation around for good. The decision and the wise choices she made meant that the people of Israel were not killed. Hallelujah. The law was changed. Hallelujah. And if you go to chapter 8, that is where the legacy she leaves. Esther becomes a change agent. Hallelujah. She has left a positive legacy of turning that situation around. So now the Jews are not going to be killed. But all the plans and the plots Haman had for Mordecai and the people of Israel, it had turned around. And I want to declare unto somebody, I don't know what you are facing, and I don't know who is against you, and I don't know what the plans of the enemy is for your life. As you trust the Lord, and as you show up, and as you believe in him, that you are going to be used as a child of God to make impact in your generation, that the Lord will turn everything, every plot of the enemy. The Bible says that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Oh, and every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, you will condemn. And so sometimes you might have to travel to places you do not know. You might have to trust God or to lead you to friends and people that will hold your hand. Trust him that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. Because if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are there any women who want to leave a legacy? A legacy of change. An imprint in your world. That people would know that you didn't just come through. That Irama was not just here, but she left an indelible mark. She made impact on people that were around her. She changed legislation. Policy was changed as a result of you showing up in your situation, in your workplaces, in your field of career, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let's begin to know that God is going to use us to make impact, to do things that you would never have anticipated, to start businesses that you never thought of, to do things that you never thought of. He's able to do far exceedingly and abundantly and above what we think or imagine. Hallelujah. that God is expecting us to be fruitful and to multiply. Not just fruitfulness in the womb, but fruitfulness of your mind and your brain child. That God is going to birth initiatives with you. God is going to do things, that he's going to make you go back to that work, that place of influence, that you are going to shift and you are going to make lives change, that you are going to turn the stories around in the mighty name of Jesus. God will use you like Esther changed the story of the Jewish people. Had it not been her courage, had it not been her showing up and trusting God, the people would have been killed. But because she trusted God, even though there was a risk she had to take, her life was at stake, but she did not care. She said, if I die, I die. And sometimes that is the attitude we need to take. Because we can never determine safety. But he is our safety. The Bible says that the righteous run into him and they are saved. Hallelujah. The righteous run into him and they are saved. Dare to trust God in this week. Take a new course. Learn something new. That driving that you have pushed aside for so long, go and pick up the call. Ring somebody and do what you need to do. Because there's a victory coming your way. And it takes that. Hallelujah. If you have left something on the back bench and you think that, oh, you are not good enough, or you think that your English is not good enough, you think that you are too black, you think that you are whatever, God can use you as a black person and he will make situations change. God will use you, or he will turn your situations around for good. And the Bible says in the book of Judges 5, 6 to 7, and in the days of Shamaga, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways, and inhabitants of the villages ceased in Israel, until I, Deborah, arose, a mother in Israel. I'll be like a Deborah today, that you will arise to your calling. Deborah was a woman, but she was a judge. Deborah was a woman, but she understood her calling, and she was able to influence Barak to go to war, and her presence and her support brought change to the people of Israel. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that this week and this month, God is going to use you. He wants to put you in places of influence. That place he has put you, your job, it's not there for nothing. You know, some of us, we don't want to take responsibility. So we would rather do the things that do not give us responsibility. But when you are in a place of influence and you are accountable to somebody, when you have a place of influence, where you have impact, you would have responsibility. Somebody will have to hold you accountable, and you will go to places and you will make decisions that will change generations to come. And that is what God wants you to do. And he wants us not to shy away from responsibility. He doesn't want us to just run away from risk. There's risk in everything. When you were coming to church this morning, you could have gone into an accident, but the Lord protected you. Even when you decide to eat, God, you could have choked on your food, but you chose, you had to trust in God that you will eat and you will not choke. There's risk in anything, and we want to trust God, and we want to show up, and we say, God, I'm only a woman, I'm only a black girl, but I want you to use me like Esther to change generations or to come in this ministry. Are there any gaps in this ministry that you have seen? We might not be the best of ministries. Are there gaps that you can see? What can you do about it? What can God use you to change that trajectory? What can you do about it? God is calling you to show up. God is calling you to show up. God is calling you to take that risk. God is calling you to trust him. And Deborah said, and I arose. Deborah, a mother in Israel. And she changed the shift. She shifted the atmosphere. She shifted the atmosphere. With Deborah's rising up as a mother, oh, the Bible says that they went to war and they won. Oh, and Sisera was killed. And joy came back. Joy came back. She could have said that I was a woman. She could have said that, oh, I can't do this. But God enabled her to do it. That wherever he puts us in this place, oh, especially in our jobs, especially in places, in our marketplaces, that God will use us as people who will influence policies. And I know that God is raising us. God is raising women. God is raising young people. God is raising the youth to make impact. And you have to show up. You have to trust him. You have to make impact. You have to have that mindset to know that there's a place of influence. Beloved, if God promotes you to places, you can speak and people will listen. But if you have no responsibility and authority, what you say, You can have all the money in your bank account, but the money will not change policy. So let's ask for God to put us in places that we can influence change. Hallelujah. That we can influence decision-making processes. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray. Or begin to ask the Lord that he will help you. That you will not shy away from that responsibility. That you will not shy away from that responsibility. You will not shy away from responsibility that God... Esther did not shy away. She took the bull by the horn. And she decided to go to the king. And the Lord favored her. Or begin to pray that God will favor you. Begin to pray that God will favor you. Oh, some of the things, oh Lord. Oh, some of the things, oh Lord. You might not even know how to do it. But God will enable you. He will strengthen you. He will give you the wisdom, oh Lord. He will give you the knowledge, oh Lord. He will help you, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Make us people of influence. Father, cause us not to have limiting mindsets. Father, cause us not to say, oh, I'm only a woman, I'm only a girl, I'm only a child. Father, cause us to shake off those limiting mindsets. Oh, Father, let us know that you can do all things through Christ, that we can do all things through Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We give you praise, oh Lord. Father, we say, use us. Father, use us. Father, use us. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. Pastor, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Are you blessing the Lord? Are you blessing the Lord? What power? Oh, are you blessing the Lord? 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 Oh, church, I can't hear you. Are you blessing the Lord? Yeah, but every word of God will be proven in your life. We want to show up. We want to trust God. We want to leave legacy. We want to make impact. We want to be people of influence. We want to say, Lord, my eyes are on you. My eyes are on you. And there is nothing you cannot do. Beloved, Esther gave her life. And where she expected to perish, the Lord elevated her. I declare unto you, you shall not die but live. And to declare the works of the Lord, you will be a wonder to your generation. You will be a wonder to your family. Maybe your family is abusing you. You've been going to church, you've been serving the church, you've been traveling for church, and they expect you to fail. But I declare, oh, you shall not fail. Hey, but instead, the Lord will lift you into a place of influence, into a place of power, into a place of authority, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, yes. Before the service began, my son prayed and said that there's a gifting. Let the giftings in us come forth. Maybe you cannot put your hand to it. Like Esther, she did not know what to expect, what will happen. In fact, she was a dead queen if she obeyed Mordecai. But you see, when prayer go forth, when fasting go forth, deliverance follow. That which was meant to destroy her life favored her life. God has called you as a man and a woman of influence and of authority, and you want to dash undercover. You just don't want to take responsibility. But Esther took responsibility, even though her life was online. But beloved, it is taking the responsibility that brought her the fame, that brought her the legacy, that brought her the influence, that brought her the authority, that brought her the favor, that brought her the abundance. Beloved, the king was willing to give her everything she needed to the half of his kingdom. That is abundance. That is abundance. Beloved, it is that responsibility that will bring you into a place of legacy, a place of influence, and a place of authority and of power. Those who castigate against you, they will fall at your feet. They will know the power of your God, and they will know that it is not vain to serve God. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. The Lord equip you. The Lord empower you to be a man of influence, to be a woman of influence. The Lord do great things with your life, and may He accomplish great feats with you. May you change the storyline. May the Lord use you to change the storyline. Oh, Mama Nebros Kappa, you didn't hear that. May the Lord use you to change the storyline. May you change the story of your family. May you change the story of your workplace. May you change the story of your generation. May the Lord use you to perfect His will in this land. In the mighty name of Jesus. How many of you received something for today? Hallelujah. What do you say to Lady Gifty? The Lord bless you. Continue to increase you and empower you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for an opportunity to be a blessing to kingdom, to be a blessing to the poor and the needy, to be a blessing to the nations of the world. That through our generosity, somebody will come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Somebody will hear the good news. Somebody will be delivered from hunger and poverty. We bless you, eternal Father. Bless your people this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at breadoflifeministries.org.uk.